Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, love, and mercies toward us. Thank you for your strength. There is within our spirits, souls, and bodies. Thank you for how we were able to attain victories through your strength in us. Thank you for how you have made us stronger than our weaknesses. Thank you for how you have made us stronger than temptations. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for subduing Satan under our feet. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for your presence. You have enthroned within us and around us. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for impossible things you have made possible in our lives and situations. Thank you for your divine protection and preservation we have enjoyed since the beginning of this year till now. Thank you, Lord, because everyone in our family, our siblings, our loved ones, our relatives have been preserved by your mighty hand. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for these teachings we always have every Tuesday evening. We thank you for how you have taught us your mind and ways through these teachings. We thank you for how you have exposed your truths to us, those truths that were strong enough to revive and deliver us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you will show us again today. Thank you, Father. I ask that you open the hearts and minds and souls of every hearers and listeners of today's teaching. Let this Bible study class edify as many that will listen. I bind every spirit of distraction that have been assigned to stop anyone from learning during this class session. I decree that such distractions remain bound forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do much more than we have asked you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that you will speak to your heart the way you will understand. The best way you will understand, you will speak to your heart through these teachings. Amen. We're going to continue from where we stopped during the last class. Remember that we are now in part 3. Which is the Holy Spirit and your spirit, the Holy Spirit, and your spirit. And then you should know that this part three is a subtopic under the broad title that says building a strong discerning spirit. Building a strong discerning spirit. So we cannot really build a strong discerning spirit if we have not understood the relationship between the Holy Spirit of the Lord that is in us and our own spirit. So we must understand the connection, the relationship between the Holy Spirit that Jesus has given to us from the day we give our lives to Him, or surrendered our lives to Him, and our whole spirit. So we must understand the relationship. How the Holy Spirit longs to make your spirit holy. And we talked about the fact that the Holy Spirit exposes all the darkness in your spirit. So the third point is the Holy Spirit awakens your spiritual senses. The Holy Spirit awakens your spiritual senses. During the course of our previous point under this teaching on discerning spirit, I have talked about spiritual senses, and I remember I said that just as your body has senses, so also your spirit man have senses. And science told us that your body have five senses: the sense of taste, the sense of touch, that is your skin, and then the sense of hearing and seeing, and what else? Smelling. Yeah, the sense of smelling. Yeah. However, your spirit man has much more senses than that. Your spirit man have hundreds of senses. Now, because your spirit is not like your body, your spirit is not limited as your body is limited. So your spirit has deeper and greater senses than your body, have. So you might be thinking, then, what are those senses that my spirit man have? Well, I may not be able to describe those senses because there are some abilities of your spirit man that can't be expressed with words. Yeah. It's just like some people have asked me questions like, how do you know this is what is going to happen? How do you know that this is the will of God? This is what we should do. I'll just tell them that I don't know how I knew. What I know is that I just know that this is what God wants us to do. So I'll tell them that I don't even hear any voice. It's not as though I had a voice or I saw a vision. I just know it, that this is what we should do. This is what we should pray for. This is what God is going to do. This is what is going to happen. Yeah, because eventually those things that I just nailed always come to pass. And even I might not be able to describe how I knew. Yeah, I just know it. And I just tell them that this is the mind of God. And don't ask me how I know. But just believe that it is the mind of God. Yeah, and those people that always take my words serious, they eventually always see those things happen. Yeah, so that's an example of spiritual senses. So I don't know how I knew, but I just knew. Yeah, so we can't really describe the depth of spiritual senses. Yeah, because there are some of those senses that we don't even know how to explain them. Yeah, even the people that manifest those senses or that express those senses or that sense those senses, they might not be able to explain. Yeah, they might not be able to explain, but I know that we have much spiritual senses than physical senses. I mean, you have more spiritual senses in your spirit than you have on your body. Yeah, because the knowledge capacity of your spirit, or the electrical connections of your spirit. Yeah, you know, doctors have told us that your human brain will work by electrical impulses. Yeah, so your brain has electrical charges. I don't know if you have studied that before, that your brain has electrical charges. Yeah, and the way your brain sends messages to every part of your body, and the way every part of your body sends messages back to the brain, is through electrical impulses. Yeah. So it's more like there's a wiring in your brain that is connecting your brain with every part of your body, and we call those wires nerves. So they connect your brain with every part of your body. Yeah. They connect. They connect your brain with every part of your body. So your brain tells your body what it should do. Yeah, for instance, whatever you see with your eyes is a message. So the nerves in your eyes send those messages, the pictures you see, to your brain. And then your brain interprets it. Your brain now tells you the meaning of what you have seen. Yeah, so that is how every part of your body is connected to the brain. Yeah, and that is how people are able to sense things. You hear, like I'm talking now, you hear my voice, and then the nerves in your ear send the message to your brain. And then your brain tells you the meaning of what I'm saying. Yeah, so that is how it works. Yeah, so and that is how the senses in our body is being produced, through the functionality of our brain. And, you know, and not only only the functionality, but even the connection between our brain and the other parts of our body. Yeah. So now, let's say, for instance, your spirit man also have a brain. Let's just take that. Let us just assume that your spirit also have a brain. Yeah, even though that's not how it works, but let us assume that your spirit man also have a brain. Now, the capacity of your spirit man is deeper than the capacity of your brain, the brain in your body, or the brain in your head. The knowledge capacity of your spirit, the memory capacity of your spirit, electrical wiring of your spirit is deeper than that of your body. So, your spirit can store more information than your brain can store. Your spirit can process information, or maybe I should say the mind of your spirit or the brain of your spirit can process information faster than the brain in your head, in your body. Yeah, so the gap is so wide. Your spirit can know, give an example. Your spirit can be in many places at the same time, knowing everything happening in those places at the same time. Now, if any man happen to have that capacity in his brain, that man must be a madman. And why do I say that? Because the brain has great limitations, and the brain cannot do that. So if the brain is overstretched, that is when the brain runs mad. Yeah, when the brain is overstretched, it runs mad. Yeah, but your spirit cannot be overstretched, because your spirit has a very bigger knowledge capacity. Yeah, and memory capacity. Yeah, so this is why your spirit can manifest much more senses than your body can. Yeah, because if I can use the word the nervous system, yeah, because the name we give to the function of your brain and spinal cord and the nerves, the medical name is the nervous system. So now, an example. So let's assume that your spirit have that. Then we can see that the nervous system of your spirit is larger and greater than the nervous system in your body, even though there is nothing like brain. And we can say mind. Yeah, we can say your spirit have a mind, but we can't say that your spirit have brain, because spirit don't have flesh and blood. Yeah, so the system in your spirit to store information, to process information, to send messages, receive messages, is deeper and wider than the one in your body. I don't know if I get to my point. With people can look at something and say, this is color blue, this is color red. Yeah, just as we have that system in your body, which we call nervous system. Now, we have a similar system in your spirit that is far greater than the one we have in your body. And that is why the senses in your spirit is much more than the senses in your body. Yeah. I don't know how I can explain it better than this. But just know that your spirit can do much more. Much more. Yeah. Yeah. Because it has a greater capacity to process information, to store information. Let's say, for instance, you pick a textbook of over 2,000 pages, and then you just flip through, and then in 5 minutes, you already know everything in that textbook. I mean, in 5 minutes, you already know everything that is that is in a 2,000 pages textbook. You know, that is strange, but that is just an example of what your spirit man can do. Yeah, let's say as you have now, you can hear and interpret more than 3,000 languages. Yeah, like if you hear any language, you just know exactly what the person is saying. Yeah, those are what your spirit can do. And much more. Yeah, much more. The reason why some of these things might sound strange to you is because of the fall in the Garden of Eden. The fall in the Garden of Eden. That is what makes us lost this capacity and ability of our human spirit. Yeah. So that is that. Let's move on. But at least I have established that your spirit have much more senses. So if we are to pick the sense of sight of your spirit, that means inside the sense of sight, I mean the ability of the spirit to see things, inside that sense we can have thousands of senses. Yeah, just inside the sense of sight that your spirit have. I mean, just inside the inside your spiritual ability to see. Inside that ability, we can have more abilities and more senses. That is what I'm talking about. Yeah. So just know it that your spirit man has much more senses. So don't try to be connected, because I've seen some teachers in the body of Christ. I mean, pastors, preachers, teachers. They try to connect the senses of the body. The five senses of your body, try to connect it with the spirit. So they try to make people feel like the same five senses that we have in our body, we have the similar. Well, we have the same with we have the same in our spirit. Yeah. Maybe we have the same, but what I know is that we have much more than that. We might have the same five in our spirit, but we have more than that. So we have more than five. Maybe even more than 500 or 5,000. Yeah, we have a lot of senses in our spirit, and it's more than five senses that you have in your body. I hope you get that. So now, the point is, the Holy Spirit awakens your spiritual senses. Now let's look at the book of John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse 63. John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Yeah, this is Jesus speaking here. He said, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now let me read from another translation so you can see it in another way. John chapter 6, verse 63. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. This is New Living Translation. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so you can see from these scriptures that the Holy Spirit in your spirit is able to quicken your spirit. Yeah, the New Living Translation says the Spirit gives eternal life. So the Spirit gives a life to your spirit man that is able to wake up your spirit man. Yeah, that is what eternal life does. Eternal life brings dead back to life. Eternal life brings dead things back to life. And the Holy Spirit has excess of that life. And He's able to give that life to your spirit man. And when your spirit man receives that life, your spirit man is being quickened. Yeah, the spirit man is being quickened, just like you are sleeping and then somebody taps you, and then you just wake up and come back to your senses. Yeah, something like that. So it's more than that. Yeah, it's also like something that is completely dead, not just sleeping now. Something or someone that is completely dead, and then there's a touch of eternal life on that person. Or that person received, or that dead person received a touch of eternal life. And then the dead person came back to life instantly. Yeah, so the Holy Spirit in your spirit does similar things like that. He's able to bring to life those abilities that you have in your spirit that you don't even know that you have in your spirit. Those abilities that human beings had before they fell in the Garden of Eden. So the Holy Spirit is able to wake up those abilities in our spirits. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. The Holy Spirit is able to bring back to life those senses that we always have it in us. Yeah, we have had it before Adam fell in the Garden of Eden. We always have those senses. The Holy Spirit is able to bring them back to life. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is able to activate them. So this is not like God is giving you a gift. This is like God is waking up what you have always had in you. So can you see the difference? Yeah, it's not like Now God has given me a gift to see visions. It's not like that. You have always had that ability in your spirit. Yeah. Maybe later I can differentiate spiritual senses from spiritual gifts. Or if I have the time, I can still talk about it before the end of the teaching. Yeah. So you being able to see in the spirit is not a gift. Yeah. Though we can call it a gift because someone came in and wake up that ability. So we can say the gift of the Holy Spirit brought out that ability in you. But the ability itself is not a gift. It is an awakening. Yeah. The fact that you can hear the voice of God is not a gift. It's a quickening. It's an awakening. The fact that you can see in the spirit is not a gift. It's an awakening. Yeah, so the Holy Spirit can wake up because those abilities have been in us from the beginning of time. It has been in us, but we lost them or they died because sin of our ancestors. So we're born with dead spirits. Yeah. And when I say dead spirit, I mean a larger part of our spirit died, even though there's a fragment that is making us to breathe and survive. But a larger part of our spirit died because of the sins of our ancestors, the sins of Adam and Eve. Yeah, so that is it. So I said the Holy Spirit is able to wake up those abilities in you. Now, if I begin to tell you some things about myself, about how much awakened my spirit is, and because of that awakening, I begin to tell you how much of operations my spirit does in spiritual realms, and how much things I'm able to do with my spirit, you might be scared. Yeah, because some of the things I'll be telling you, you probably have not heard them before. Yeah, and they are strange. But they are not strange to me. And some people might think, that's a miracle. Because for instance, when this man, Nathaniel, came to Jesus, you know, it was Philip that brought Nathaniel to Jesus. He told Nathaniel, he said, "We have found the Messiah." And Nathaniel said, Where is he from? Which town? Which city?" Philip said, "He's from Nazareth." Nathaniel said, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" And Philip said, "Come and see. Come and see with your eyes who I'm talking about." Now, when Nathaniel came to Jesus, Jesus began to speak things about him. And the man was surprised. He was like, "Do you know me before? How come you are able to tell my kind of personality?" And Jesus said, "I saw you when you were under the fig tree." And then at that moment, he was like, "Oh, this is the Messiah." And Jesus made a statement. Jesus said, "Is it because I said I saw you when you were under the fig tree that you now agreed and believed that I am the Messiah?" He said, "There is more you will see." He said, "Very soon you will see the heaven opened and you will see angels, ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Now, what Jesus was trying to tell him is that it is not even hard for me to see where you are before you come here to me. So according to Jesus, it's not even a miracle to see people who are still going to come to you, but you're able to see them where they are. You're able to even know how they look like. You're able to even know their name. For instance, there was a man. Named Ananias. The Bible told us that he saw a vision. God gave him a vision about Saul, who later became Paul. Yeah. So as at that time, Paul was he was on his way to Damascus, persecuting the church, arresting Christians. So on the way, the Lord appeared from the sky. You know the story. The Lord stopped him from heaven. Yeah, the Lord stopped him from heaven, and a light shone from the sky, and that light was so strong that Saul became blind immediately. Yeah, now this is where I'm going. Now there was this brother called Nias. The Bible said that the Lord appeared to him in a vision. Yeah, let me read the place for you in Acts chapter 9. In Acts chapter 9, verse 10. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayed, and had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Yeah, so you can see the connection. God, the Lord appeared to Ananias in a vision, and the Lord gave him a detailed description. Yeah, the Lord gave him the name of the street, and even gave him the name of the owner of the house where Saul is. Yeah, so you can get visions like that in your spirit. You can get details. You can even get visions of how people look like, the exact picture of the person God is leading you to. You can get those details in your spirit. And not only that, God even told Ananias that the man you are going to pray for has also seen a vision of you coming. And the man also know your name. I don't know if you saw that in that passage. In verse 12, Acts chapter 9, verse 12. And had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. So the Lord was telling Ananias that even that man have also seen a vision about you, that you will come, and that your name is Ananias, and that you came and put your hands on him. And then as you did that, he got his sight back. Yeah, so you can see how God was able to give them detailed information. Very detailed information. And they got it with their spirit. Yeah, they got it with their spirit. So this kind of discernment is not just for prophets, because the Bible did not tell us if Ananias was a prophet. There was no record of whether he was a prophet, or he was an apostle, or he was a pastor, or he was an evangelist. But yet he could get this information, I mean this kind of information, with his spirit. Yeah, by his spirit. And so you don't have to be a prophet or an evangelist. You don't have to be one specially anointed person to have this kind of experiences and encounters and visions and revelations. Yeah, all you need is to pursue after a life that is spiritual. All you need is to let God wake up your spirit. That is all you need. All you need is to pray, fast, do spiritual exercises that will awake your spirit man. And then God can begin to engage your spirit in several visions and dreams and encounters. Yeah, so it is not something about certain people. Certain people who are gifted, who are anointed. It is about every Christian who is awakened. Yeah. Every Christian that wants to be awakened. So the spirit in you is able to wake you up and to wake up all those abilities and senses that is in you. Yeah. Even as at that time, Saul was not, he was just a baby Christian, and he was still able to get visions like that. So this is something that anybody can experience. Anybody whose spirit is awakened, this is what anybody, irrespective of who you are, your profession, your occupation, it can happen to you if you will walk with the Holy Spirit and pray and put pressure on the Holy Spirit to awake you. Yeah, because in Luke chapter 18, Jesus described prayer as putting pressure on God. Yeah, Jesus described prayer as a way of we putting pressure on God till God does what we want. Have you read that before? Yeah, I think it's Luke chapter 18. Yeah, Jesus was telling us about a widow and a judge, and how that widow was so persistent, telling the judge that avenge me of my enemies, avenge me of my adversary, and the widow did not stop. Yeah, so that is the attitude God wants us to have when it comes to prayer. So how much prayer have you prayed to be awakened in your spirit? For all your spiritual senses to wake up. And you need to know this, that the more awakened your spirit man is, the more it can be used by God for great exploits. So imagine that you have this ability to be able to know details about certain things. You will always be above others. Yeah, because once God has given you the information about an assignment, you just do it like that. And then before you know it, the assignment is perfect. There is success. There is victory, because you already have enough details. Yeah, in fact, you will move very fast in ministry if your spirit man is so awakened. Yeah, because what would take some people months to understand about certain assignments, certain projects, certain issues, situations, you already understand within few minutes or hours. And then you just act based on your understanding. And then before you know it, success is being produced. Yeah, so if we really draw closer to God and let Him awake and let God awake us, then there is so much we can achieve. So much the Holy Ghost can do. Yeah, so much the Holy Ghost can do through us and with us. I pray that may the Lord put in you an hunger that is going to make you pray and labor spiritually until you are completely transformed and awakened into the person God wants you to be, until all your senses, all the senses in your spirit is completely awakened in Jesus' name. Amen. So now we're going to continue as we look at another scripture. Yeah, let us look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 16. Romans 8, 16. It says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, New Living Translation put it this way. It says, for His Spirit, as in the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, for His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. God's Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. So that is the connection between God's Spirit and our spirit. It produces that affirmation that we are God's children. And not only that, it produces confirmation of truth. Yeah, such that if someone is standing before you, trying to deceive you, telling you lies, there is a way the Spirit of the Lord in you, we affirm with your spirit that what that person is saying is a lie. Yeah, there's a way you just know your spirit that this person is lying. This person is telling the truth. There's a way you just know. Yeah, that is the connection between the Holy Spirit and your spirit. So the Holy Spirit is able to transfer His nature to your spirit. So if He is able to discern lies from truth, then you also are able to do the same. Yeah. I remember, I think I've shared this before. I remember some time ago when a brother in South Africa wanted to send some money to our ministry. I don't know. I think the money was a bit much. I think maybe something around 4,000 rands or 5,000 rands. Yeah, so, and I said, okay, that I'm going to tell you someone that you will give the money to. And then that person will send it to us. Now, this person that I was going to recommend, I don't know her before. I've not seen her face before. And she has not even done that before. So I just told the sister, I said, you're going to collect this amount of money from this brother and you're going to send to us. And then she said, all right. Yeah, now, so after she collected it and sent it, she was now asking me that how was I able to trust her so much that I could let her do something like that. Now, what if she kind of run away with the money? I said, I just know that you cannot do that. Yeah, I just know that you can't run away with the money. I just know that you will do exactly as I wanted you to do. Yeah, so that is how your spirit can, through the Holy Ghost in you, be able to affirm things. Yeah. So if even the people that have been rejected by many, because some people saw them as wicked people, and then your spirit is just telling you that, draw closer to that person because there is something great in that person. Help that person. Though everyone has rejected him or her, everyone consider him to be polluted, corrupt, possessed of the devil. But there is something great in that person. And I have great plans for that person. So you move closer, help that person. So you might be wondering, is it the Holy Spirit talking to me? And what if I run into trouble trying to help this person? Even though everyone says is not a good person. Yeah, but if you have learned to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, or you have learned to discern the mind of the Holy Spirit inside your spirit, then you will just go ahead and embrace that person everyone has rejected. Yeah. Yeah. So this is how the Spirit of God in our spirit is able to confirm things. In fact, that is how we can know that we are born again. Yeah, that is how we can know that we are born again, because the Spirit will testify with our spirit. The Spirit of God will testify with our spirit that we are children of God. So you will just know it in you that right now I am a child of God, because the Spirit of God in you we confirm it in your spirit. Testify it in your spirit. So you will just know it in your spirit. This is beyond feelings. This is beyond I feel goosebumps. This is beyond that. This is a knowing that just arises. That just rises from within you. Just as someone can ask you a question like, what is an adjective? What is a noun? What is the pronoun? And then you tell them, because you know the answer, and then you say, a noun is this, a pronoun is this. So the same way the Spirit of God, we move in our spirit, and we will just know in our spirit certain details, and you might not be able to describe how you knew. You will just know. Yeah, you just know that right there something is there, even though everyone cannot see what is there. So and the Bible says that is how we also know that we are born again. That is how we also know that we are now children of God. The Holy Spirit just bring out that knowing from within our spirit. Yeah. So apart from the fact that you no longer have desire to sin against God, yeah, because you are now a child of God, there's this knowing and confirmation in you. You just know that you are a child of God. Yeah, and you can know many other things like that, not just about the fact that you're a child of God. You can also know other things in that way. You can know if the person that walk up to you and ask you out or ask your hand in marriage, you can in that way also know if that person is the right person for you or not. In that way you can know the right person to marry, you can know the right person to work with, like the way I just knew that lady would not run away with the ministry money. I just knew. So the same way you can know truths and even details about many things. And that knowing will be 100% correct. I mean, 100% correct. So you just need to walk deeper with the Holy Spirit. Now, let's look at another scripture in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17-18. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17-18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, this is Apostle Paul praying for the Ephesians brethren. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Verse 18, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Yeah. All of this, or maybe I should read verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us world who believe according to the working of his mighty power. So the answer to all of these prayers that Apostle Paul was praying for these brethren is in their spirits. The answer to it is like saying he wants their spirit man to transform, to change, so that they will be able to know all these things. Yeah, so that they will be able to know the Lord by many revelations and by wisdom. They'll be able to know the Lord. And not only that, they'll be able to know the riches of the glory God has given to saints, to his children. Yeah. And that their understanding will be enlightened. And that they will also be able to know the exceeding greatness of God's power to every one of us that believe. So the answer to all the prayers Apostle Paul prayed for us, especially for those brethren in Ephesus, the Ephesians brethren, the answer to those prayers is in their spirits. I mean, if God was to answer those prayers, all that God needs to do is just to do something to their spirits. And immediately, they'll begin to know. They will begin to know a lot about Jesus. They will begin to know a lot about the wisdom that is in Jesus. Yeah, they will be so enlightened that they will know how great the power of God is. Even the power that has been made available to every one of us. So there is so much that we don't know in the body of Christ. So much. And it's because our spirit is not awakened. Yeah, our spirit is not enlightened. Our spiritual senses is not awakened. That is why we don't know so much about God's kingdom. So we are so limited in the knowledge of God. Despite the fact that we have people who have PhD in Bible studies, in theology, but yet they know just so little about God. Yeah. You know that the Bible told us that God is spirit. And they that must worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. That is John chapter 4 from verse 24 or verse 23. Yeah, God is spirit. So the same applies with knowing God and knowing his kingdom. We must know him in spirit, or we will know him with our spirit. So the more awakened and transformed our spirits are, the more we will know him. Because he is a spirit. Just as you can worship him only by your spirit. So the same way you can't know him, you can't understand him, except by your spirit. Yeah. So we must take seriously everything that would bring revival to our spirits. Because that is the key to knowing God. Now, there was this brother that I knew some time ago. He specifically went into 100 days fasting. And all he was asking for is that he wants the ability in his spirit to hear God audibly, to be awakened. That was all he was asking for. That the ability in his spirit to always hear God anytime he wants to get information or messages from God, from heaven. He just wants that ability in his spirit to be awakened. And because of that, he went into 100 days fasting. Now, by the time he was done, he got that ability. Yeah. So from that moment, he was not confused, because he could hear from God about many situations. He could hear from God about his life, his calling, about even other people, about his relationship with other people. He could hear from God about how to pray and get results. Yeah. And he became a great minister just because that ability was awakened. Yeah. So how much have you done to get your spirit man awakened to know God? Yeah, because you cannot know God with your head. It's not possible. You can only know God with your spirit. Yeah. It's not possible. If you try to know God with your head, you'll be confused. And in fact, you'll be frustrated. Yeah, because when you think God is supposed to show up and manifest, and God did not show up, you'll be like, this God is a scam. Why did he say, if I trust him and believe him, I will see results? Then why am I not seeing anything? You'll be frustrated because you don't know him. But for some of us that know him, we will even know why he's not showing up at that time. And we can even know when he will show up. Yeah, and we will know even how to wait for him till he show up, till he manifests, because we know him. Yeah, so many Christians cannot trust God for a long time because they don't know him. If you know him, you will trust him because you know him. You will believe him. You will obey him. You will follow him because you know him. Yeah, you will just know that he cannot disappoint you. He cannot fail you. You will just know. And it is true because he can't fail you. So people misbehave because they don't know God. In fact, people sin against God because they don't know him. And there's no way they can know him except by their spirit. Yeah. So the awakening of your human spirit is going to determine how far you will know God and how far you will go with God. In fact, to determine if you will make heaven at last or not. Yeah. So that is how serious it is. That we walk with God to the point that we start changing into his likeness. That our spirit start changing into his likeness. Yeah. Let's look at, this is the last scripture verse we are going to consider. Let us look at Genesis 21 verse 19. Genesis 21, verse 19. Some of you are familiar with this story. Genesis 21, verse 19. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. This was Hagar, the maid of Sarah, who gave birth to Ishmael. And you know the story. Sarah gave a maid to her husband to sleep with her so that she can have a child. Yeah, and of course, Hagar got pregnant and had a child called Ishmael. But the story did not end well because eventually the maid began to resent her mistress. She began to I don't know the word to use. She began to kind of exalt herself since her mistress or her owner could not give birth. So now she was able to give birth. So she was misbehaving. And Sarah had to chase her out of the house. So at a point in the wilderness where there was no water, everywhere was dry, and the child was going to die because there was no water to drink. Yeah. And Hagar left the child to die because she couldn't bear the suffering of the child. She just left her and went far. And the child was crying. And then the Bible says that God heard the cry of the child. And then God did something, which is the point I'm bringing to your attention in that verse 19. The Bible says that God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. Yeah. What does that imply? It means that in the midst of that wilderness, in the midst of that dry land, was a well of water to solve that problem of thirsty. But she could not see. The well of water was there. So the same thing applies to many of us. The solution to our problems is just right there with us. But we can't see. The way out is just right there, but we can't see it. Yeah. So that is why, this is why I hate spiritual deadness. And I hate spiritual blindness. And I hate spiritual insensitivity. Because it has a way of caging your destiny. It has a way of bringing limitation on your life and on your progress. Yeah, because right there in the midst of your problems and limitations is the way out. But because you are spiritually blind, you can't see it. Yeah. You can't see it. So this is why you need to pursue after awakening of your spiritual senses. Yeah, because there is so much benefit there. So much benefit there. So much. In fact, there is so much your generation stands to gain if you are awakened. Now, when we talk about your spiritual eyes being opened, it doesn't have to happen like it happened to Agar in this scripture. Yeah. It doesn't have to happen like that. Like it's not only about you saying something. Yeah, revelations is not only about seeing with eyes. You can see with your heart. It's not only with your eyes you can see. You can see with many other things in your spirit man. You can see with your heart. Or maybe I should say you can see with other parts of your spirit, other parts of your heart, apart from the eyes of your spirit. Yeah. For instance, you can just know what to do in a certain situation. You can just know supernaturally that this is what I should do. And immediately you do that, you get the breakthrough. So that is a revelation. Though you did not see any vision, but the fact that you are able to know certain truths, certain things about the life here on earth, the life we live here on earth, about the life in the kingdom of God, about the time that you are in, and about the will of God for the time you are in. The fact that you are just able to know is a revelation on its own. The fact that you are able to know how you should be thinking in your mind, what you should stop thinking in your mind, they are revelations that can change your life. Yeah, so we must pursue after this awakening. Yeah, it is so important. And this is why I always tell people that if I happen to find myself in a place where there is no water, there is no food, and there's no means of survival. I always tell people that God has trained me to survive because I will survive. Yeah. I will survive. Why? Because my spirit man is awakened to the realm that can give survival in the midst of no chance for survival. Yeah, so I just know that I will survive. Yeah, because there is more to this earth than what you are seeing with your physical eyes. There is more to eating and drinking than what you know in your brain. There is more to survival than what you know. So when your spirit man is awakened, then you will start having encounter with the original realities. Not just the one that devil can manipulate. You know, there's a lot of manipulation that is happening nowadays. What we think are real, many of them are not real. What you are seeing with your physical eyes, many of them are just manipulation like magic. Devil just make them look like what you think they are, but they are not actually what they appear to be. Yeah. So when your spirit man is awakened, then you start having relationship with the original realities. Yeah, the original realities that governs the whole universe. You start having contact with such realities. And by that, you can guarantee your survival even when there is no means to survive. Well, I know that what I'm talking now might be strange to some of you. But when you get there, you will understand what I'm talking about. Yeah, so I did not forget that I want to talk about the difference between the senses of your spirit and spiritual gifts. Yeah. The difference between, or maybe the relationship or the connection between your spiritual senses and spiritual gifts. Yeah, why spiritual senses are not spiritual gifts. And also how spiritual gifts uses your spiritual senses to manifest. Yeah, so I can't talk about that now because of time. I will talk about that firstly next week. Yeah, that'll be the first thing I'll talk about before we move to the next point next week. So if you have questions, you can ask on our Telegram group. Let us pray. Father, we thank you because you are so faithful. Thank you for letting us know how unique and wonderful and powerful the spirits you have given us are. And thank you for letting us know how much the Holy Spirit can do in us to change us into supernatural beings, even though we walk in this flesh and blood. We carry this flesh and blood. But yet we can be changed into supernatural beings. Beings that are more spiritual than physical. Thank you for showing us the pathway to becoming this kind of personality. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for giving us the guarantee of the Holy Ghost that through Christ we have access to all the inheritance that is ours in you, in God. that through the Holy Ghost you have given to us, we can access everything that is in you. Thank you, Father. I pray, O Lord, that as many who have listened to this teaching, who will start pursuing after this enlightened life and awakened life in your spirit. I ask, O God, that you give them grace to become awakened indeed in Jesus' name. I pray for you that grace that will change you into a new person that can function as a spirit being, even though you put on flesh and blood. I pray that that grace will function as a spirit being and be able to know the depths that is in God and in his kingdom. May the Lord put on you that grace in Jesus' name. Every distraction that has surrounded your life, that is robbing you of this transformation and awakening, I pray that they all die in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
Goodbye.